Good evening, folks. There's a few things I want to push forward on tonight, but first, a hat tip to George C., who reached out with these critical temperatures for fruit trees at various stages of development, and based on 30-minute exposure to a frost, what kind of damage you can expect to have. This is something that several people had asked about, especially it's particularly germane given what's going on right now. So I've gone ahead and added this to the wiki, and I'll put a link to this chart below as well. And because I found myself referencing it so frequently, I've added the record of sunspot activity back to the year 1700 to iceagefarmer.com/sunspots. I just find that that data is helpful to when I find out about a famine or any kind of extreme activity. I so frequently then go back to see what was going on with the sun to put things in context that I wanted to make that data quickly available to you from a very easy to remember place. So iceagefarmer.com/sunspots. On the super seed front, this is something I've been pushing on because if there is a low power way for us to effect change in our seeds that improves germination and yield, then I want to know it. And indeed, finally, I was able to find some confirmation from the IEEE here that scientists in Japan are using cold plasma both to increase crop yields and shorten harvest time. Now, what we see here is that the most recent experiments have resulted in 11% shorter harvest time and a 56% increase in total seed weight. That's a pretty substantial increase in production there. The studies also noted that there were no genetic mutations, so there doesn't seem to be a cost to using this exposure to plasma. But the most exciting part here is that this particular team in Japan has been able to create this atmospheric pressure and dielectric barrier discharge device, or DBD, a plasma generator that only costs them about $320 to build. Now that is very attractive. Now we're talking, right? We're getting somewhere. And here's a picture of the device, their DBD that they were using. Indeed, it does consume 9.2 kilovolts, so pretty high power. But also, I was able to find this company in the Czech Republic where they have a plasma generator. We're seeing here that they use and they sell this device explicitly for charging seeds. So we're going to watch here as they induce a little plasma field here and then they spin these seeds around. Now, they're going to do that for about 3 minutes and then take the seeds and use them as usual. Now, this is about as far as I've been able to push on this particular line of inquiry, but if you have used cold plasma to supercharge your seeds or know of a device or a way to create a device at home that can do something like this, I'd love to hear about it. I think this is very promising and intriguing and minimally worth investigating further and fully understanding. All right, on a much different line of inquiry, I had a subscriber get in touch and trip me off as to creating a lactobacillus serum. This is a fermented substance that has lots of friendly bacteria that are supercharging your soil. And I looked into this, I found most helpful this thread on 420 Magazine. Like I said, the indoor growers, if you want to know who's pushed this stuff really forward the most, especially in the last few decades, these guys have, if you can think of it, they have tried it because they take their herbs seriously. So I'm going to read this. The deeper I get into my studies of organic gardening, the more I find that we can do in our home gardens to greatly enhance our end results. Many know about compost teas and have developed recipes for seedlings and clones, etc. We've learned to grow and culture these microorganisms, but we can only go so far. And even then, our teas can't produce certain amino acids and vitamins and other things from our raw materials. In fact, I'm just going to interject here, much like in our human stomachs, we can eat as much nutrition as we can get our hands on, but unless we have the right living enzymes, which you do get when you use fermented substances, you're not going to be able to actually benefit from them. And as this guy concludes here too, it turns out this fermentation process must not be overlooked by the organic farmer. And so reading into it, it turns out this lactobacillus serum is a fermented thing that contains all the good living microorganisms necessary to feed your soil and help it metabolize that compost tea. And these are the things, at least I'm finding now, that will work together to really supercharge your growth. So if you're starting with supercharged seeds, maybe from plasma, I don't know, we're working on that. And then we have our well-fed microorganism. The soil biome is just perfect and working in harmony with the plants. We're going to be seeing results that are really unlike things that we've seen before. And that's why I wanted to speak about this. Now, this particular thread goes into how he creates a culture for these bacteria. And then he adds that to some milk and it gets all nasty. And eventually he ends up with a substance that he uses to inoculate his soil and to help grow. I also noted that as all things come full circle, if my computer doesn't die here, that he's got his lactobacillus serum sitting in front of his computer where he's monitoring extreme weather. So it all comes around. All right, and then finally, there's a couple projects that I wanted to mention that I've seen on crowdfunding sites lately. One being WasteBot, which seems more or less to be a very well-branded gasifier. They've got Back to the Future on here and whatnot, and it does have the novel approach of claiming to be a green device by taking plastics and biodegrading that into something that turns into hydrogen fuel. But it is just cool. You know, he even makes it clear that there are simple ways to assemble this device without having to purchase his $2,000 well-branded and labeled and pretty version. But cool nonetheless to see a crowd-funded version of a gasifier out and about starting to get some traction. Equally cool to see this Grow Director out of Israel, which was a stunning success at crowdfunding its first round here. It's an automated, encompassed, altogether home-growing controller that takes all your inputs from different things that have never before been controlled by a central thing. Usually you've got your timers and your pumps and your all these things just running, and hopefully you're able to stay on top of it. But these guys have managed to put it into some integrated, nice, again, they've made it pretty. And so if that's worth something to you, then go ahead and pay the premium for it. They've got it coming around. But it's just nice to see people finally recognizing that people have the desire to grow their own food and starting to put these things together. You know, they're a little more elegant and branded than I would like to see. Like to see my own solutions. I'd like to just to get the job done and then put the open source design out there. But this is what you have to make it look like to get the dollars in, I guess. So there you go. Now this is also, it's also worth calling out. This chips away at the same thing we're seeing from the elites who are funding operations. I've spoken at great length before about plenty.ag, but also worth mentioning is Bowery, who was a stealth startup company until last year when they got a big round of funding and came out of the stealth mode with a machine learning powered based way of growing plants, learning from what they observe as they grow many plants at scale, how much light and at what temperature and at what stage of growth and when they provide the nutrients. And they even say here they're able to provide exceptionally spicy arugula simply by providing or denying a plant certain nutrients at certain times in development. So they're really just exploring wholly the solution space and mapping any kind of combination of factors and finding out what that means. And it's a little scary, but it's just fascinating to think about. That is what the elites are doing to prepare their own technotronic path forward. They're going to have food no matter what as we enter the grand solar minimum. So I'm asking you, what are you doing as we enter these times where it's more difficult to grow food, where the weather is less stable in general, and in fact more dangerous? We're losing the stability of climate systems on this planet, and it is a certainty. In fact, we are currently witnessing the resulting demolition of modern agriculture. So that's why I bring these things like the cold plasma treated seeds, the super seeds, and the lactobacillus serum, as I'm finding out about these ways we have of improving our results and getting better yield given what we have, given our constraints. I'm bringing those to you, but I'm also asking, what steps are you taking to make sure that you and your family are secure and have enough food in the times ahead? Let me know, leave a comment below, or send me an email. icefarmer@gmail.com. Let's go build more of these solutions. What are you doing? Do you have lactobacillus serums? How are they working for you? Do you plasma charge your seeds? Or do you know of a cold plasma, easy to build, cheap device that we can use at home to achieve these kinds of results? Have you done this before but didn't realize we could use it for this? Now you know. We stand, folks, as this community, we stand in a unique place. We are empowered with the knowledge of these changes that are happening, and so it is we who can look out and explore what all of these other folks have been doing and building and discovering, and stand on the shoulders of giants in assembling solutions from their work for everyone to use in the grand solar minimum. This is how we're going to get through, is to leverage all of these efforts out and about and identify what we need to pull ourselves through. So I'm asking for your help in doing that. Let me know what you find, and I'll add it to the wiki and make a video and put it out there. Again, icefarmer@gmail.com. A big thank you to my Patreon supporters, patreon.com/icefarmer, or one-time donations, paypal.me/icefarmer. Let's go build great things.